Home sweet home.
A cloudy day, rain, and a broken kneecap isn't enough to keep 72-year-old Vietnam War veteran Jim Goodnow from backing down in what he says is a fight to take back America. He came from Texas a week ago to join Stop the Machine, one of several ongoing occupations in Washington, D.C. He plans to live here for as long as it takes to accomplish goals.
This country, it's no longer the American that I was told in school about. It's the United Fascist States of America. We the people, it's a joke. It's we the corporations. It's we the corporations. It's the government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Stop the Machine organizers have taken the necessary legal steps to extend their stay at Freedom Plaza.
They've received a permit from the National Park Police to remain here for the next 2 months, followed by an additional 2 months with additional paperwork submitted. So we're looking at an additional 4 months permit to be here on the plaza.
The D.C. City Council building is across the street from Freedom Plaza, where these protesters have set up tents. The majority of the council, 8 out of 13 members, say they support the protesters' presence here, and a few say they support their overall goals. Chanting "End War Now" and "Tax the Rich," protesters sent a message Tuesday to U.S. senators that they want U.S. troops home and an end to corporate greed. Over the weekend, protesters clashed with police at the Air and Space Museum.
The Smithsonian is where you got to stay away from, and the Library of Congress. These are things you just don't do, okay? But if you want to make a noise, I think you have a right to yell at your congressmen and your senators, and as long as it's nonviolent.
The movement, which started September 17th with a few dozen demonstrators who tried to pitch tents in front of the New York Stock Exchange, is spreading to other cities across the country. Organizers here say there are more than 1,500 cities across the nation holding or planning occupations similar to what is going on in the nation's capital. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.